We have a quorum. First item is approval of minutes from July 11th. Wasn't there, so
I move we approve. I don't see anything that needs to change.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, it's an
abstain. All abstain. Yep. Public comment items not on the agenda. Everybody here has airport business. So I think we'll move right on. Items for discussion, airport construction projects. First one is for the FAA runway 130 display threshold.
Project is mostly done. They've got some light fixtures that are supposed to be going in tomorrow. I haven't been out there, but the cedars are supposed to.
They were working when I drove by. I didn't go look at it.
So I'm getting the finishing touches wrapped up on it. We still do need to have the FAA do the flight check for the lights. I don't know that we have that scheduled yet because we were waiting for the replacements to get in, so we don't have two different light fixture systems in for them to argue about.
We don't have to get that flight checked for our commutes trail.
No,
because nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
Yeah.
It's just for the rails.
Just for the wheels, happy. Yeah. All right. So yeah, that's where that one's at.
Solar power project.
We have our grant offer in hand.
Have had in inbox several nasty grams that you haven't signed yet.
About once a week. Yeah, so FAA did set out the grant offer that is paying for our solar array. So far at the moment, we're still on schedule for September 9th. The contractor is waiting for one more piece of equipment that's supposed to be coming in. So the start date might shift a little bit there. But otherwise, pretty much the month of September is construction. And Travis, we did a couple of different things with the panels. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
I just wanted to kind of update. Yeah, there's a slight change to the plans. We designed the system at a 30-degree tilt on the panels, so the angle of tilt. That's basically the optimum tilt for the panels themselves to generate the most power. Contractor came back to us and had kind of requested if they could put them at a 20-degree tilt and make it a little flatter. The reason behind this is wind loading. The 30-degree tilt is a little more wind loading, but the primary reason behind this is per the Iowa floodplain permitting requirements. The solar panels, the minimum height of the panel needs to be 5 foot above the ground. Essentially, you need to be above the floodplain, a foot above that elevation. Typically, solar panels are installed about 2.5 feet above the ground. So these are an additional 2.5 feet taller than they normally are. So having the panels at a lower tilt allows the contractor to not order a customized racking system because of that extra 2.5 feet. The rack system would be customized to get the amount of depth into the ground that they need. So what they propose is lower the tilt of the angle. However, they're adding additional panels as that would reduce the energy generation from the panels. So they've offset the energy generation by adding additional panels. And then also they did bifacial panels. What that means is they can create solar generation power off the backside of the panel, basically reflection off the ground. The reason they went that route is if they just went by purely adding more panels to the system, there's not a lot of room out there to squeeze more panels in. Using the bifacial panels allowed them to add in, I think it was four on the one system and two on the other, so a total of six panels. And then that bifacial, the backside of that generates additional power. They've provided all their numbers to us, all our calculations. We reviewed all the information. The system they're recommending or suggesting to install at 20-degree tilt meets or exceeds the power that we had estimated for creation as well. So to you guys, it's really no different. You're going to get a few more panels. They're going to be a little flatter. That's really about it. The reason behind it was mainly the wind loading and then that custom rack they would need due to the increased height of the panels from the floodplain permit.
Are these panels still like are we still planning on having them basically above what we hope is future parking?
So these won't be, these are going to be on
Those are the ones on the, not the ones.
these aren't over here.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Correct. These are the air side ones.
Got it. Okay. Cost doesn't change.
That was they're proposing that at no cost change.
In the winter, maybe that bifacial panel could do better with the flexion of the snow.
It's possible, yeah. It does create a little more reflection in the winter for sure.
Make sure that doesn't plow or do.
But the other fact is, so you're talking about 20 degrees from horizontal, so they're
correctly
flat.
Yeah, so they're gonna be flatter than what was originally proposed.
Exactly.
Do these need to be shoveled off?
We'll have to monitor and watch for that.
For the most part, they're slippery enough. That's still typically just slide
degrees,
off.
I can't imagine.
They're pretty slippery, and they do kind of create heat from the panel itself. That kind of creates that layer heat. That kind of creates a little layer that they do slide off from that as well. But as Mike said, you might have to monitor it. That would be one potential negative of the flatter panels.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds good.
You
don't need any action taken.
Yeah, we do.
Not on the panels themselves, but I need you guys to accept the grant.
So we have this resolution.
Yeah. Yep.
So I move that we adopt a resolution authorizing the chairperson to accept the FAA grant airport solar.
Second.
All right. Warren?
Aye.
Ryan? Aye. Judy?
Aye.
Chris? Aye. Sign that as soon as I can. Do you want us to sign? Do you want me to sign the DocuSign email?
Yes,
the Acrobat and whatever.
Yes, you can now.
Okay, sweet. I'll do that before I leave. Terminal building.
Terminal building, we have submitted the grant application for the next round of funding. We are putting together the final touches on a kind of an FAQ support document to give to FAA and some other folks to help. Push for support for the project. Chris has seen it. Carl and I worked on it, and then we kind of fell off. I was not in the office for a while. But I want to take that to Kansas City with me at the end of the week, and we'll give that to our FAA folks, at least for the start. And then we'll plan on having Chris give that to the university liaison. And we'll send a copy over to our congressional delegation to. Let them know. That's fine. So we'll see where it goes.
And then call your representatives. Right. I mean,
yeah.
as just regular voters or constituents, call your reps. Say, hey, you know this.
And if they want more information, you can throw them my way or.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Don't expect to hear anything for the awards until around the October timeframe. Carl, I don't know if you've seen anything different from that way.
I have not. I mean, last year, because it was later due date, they came out really late, the spring.
Yeah.
Hoping they'll be out, say, October, hopefully later than November, but I haven't heard anything solid.
Already election by clear age.
Iowa T grant projects again. If we have any ideas for the next round of state applications, I did get the last couple of reimbursement requests sent off for our active grants. So we pending paperwork getting shuffled around at the state level. We have no more active state grants at the moment. But other than that, that's it for the DOT budget. The big thing is the hangar rates for the next term. And generally speaking, most everybody around us hasn't really changed their rates. Cedar Rapids is still implementing their five-year plan of rate adjustments to where they set a new rate fixture for or a rate schedule for anybody that was new, but they were gradually increasing the existing T hangers, folks that had leases. Our budget is what it is. We still are paying higher rates for labor and maintenance and other issues. So I am proposing a 5% increase. And that's kind of where we're at.
Guess I need to abstain from this.
Unfortunately, yeah, you and you both get it.
So that's what I was trying to figure out.
You're both in your tenants.
Is that city code? That we abstain?
Conflict of interest because you get a vote on the fees you're paying.
And if we
I'm trying to figure out because if I does the city set water rates and stuff, or is that something that, because like if I was on the city council or whoever voted for water rate increases, do then I everyone abstains?
No, but I think those are they also have to have public hearings.
Okay, so if there's a public hearing, then that rule or it's
well. And there's also like specific statutory language to utility rates and water rates that outline the process.
Okay.
The better example might be state representatives, or not necessarily applies here, federal representatives voting on that salary.
Yes. Well, much like there's many examples
yeah.
present in the city, state, federal
yeah.
government. So it's,
okay.
it's just
right.
interesting. But I guess, so does this cover the budget increase, I guess? I guess, because I can still discuss it, right? I just can't vote on it.
Yeah, we can still discuss it. Yeah.
So,
yeah, you can have input on it. You
yeah, I just can't vote. Yeah.
Do we still have lists of people wanting hangers?
Yes.
So, and we have, like, a long list?
Yes.
So if we raise this, does it knock any people off of wanting the hangers?
To be determined. I don't know.
But in general, we've had these lists for a long time. What about the idea of getting new hangars built? Have we gotten any further on that?
Yeah. No, because the numbers don't work
okay.
for the cost to build them compared to what our rents are.
Have to be for it.
So what would our,
okay.
do we know what our rents would have to be to justify new?
About double.
Double?
Okay.
Do it. See what.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Burn it out.
So it sounds like as much as you guys wouldn't like to pay more, it's we need the money and we've got people, so if people decide not to have their planes here, they could go to one of these other cities that might be cheaper and they'll just have further to go.
Yeah, and I'm not saying not to raise, and I'm not saying, I mean, $5 a month is not gonna, or $10 can't change my budget. So I'm not saying, I'm just
yeah,
wanting to provide
okay.
input. Yeah.
That's fine. And I don't have a vested interest because I have nothing to play.
Yeah.
So. Other than I hear them all the time coming, they loop around past my house.
We can send some more, or Warren can send some more.
Warren, I think you have this.
Why?
Probably. The 5% increase gets us about $7,000, give or take, a year of additional revenue. Mainly keeps up with the inflationary type stuff, you know, large increases on things like insurance or stuff like that, or things we have to take a better look at the budget and, when we're doing the budgeting process and kind of walk through. And
so these are only T hangar rates. These aren't like OPL or ambulance or
no, because those are on separate contracts.
Okay,
and so typically those are longer term contracts and they have a 5-year CPI inflator. So they do have inflationary
mm-hmm.
adjustments, just not quite as often as...
Or as high, right? Because CPI is probably about 5%.
It depends. I mean,
sure.
the last time we did the university...
I guess it follows.
Yeah, it follows whatever the inflation... But it's a longer look back, so you get,
sure.
you get a little bit of a higher jump.
You just need approval, right?
Yeah.
Like consensus, or you need a
motion?
Just a motion.
All right.
I move that we adopt Mike's recommendations for hangar rate adjustment for 2024 2025.
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
The budget review. We would have, did you find the page? Sorry, at page, I guess page 43.
Yeah.
That's basically, so this report gave a look at the 2023-2024 actual numbers, and then what we have adopted for the current fiscal year 2025, and the projections out for 26 and 27. The big increases were insurance. We also had some, you know, more unique costs where early in the year, last fiscal year, last summer, our gate operator for the gate over by Carrie Means gate itself, because it was 50 years old, finally needed to be replaced. And then we had a couple of hangers, and then the air handler over here that kind of shorted itself out. So it's not, you know, maintenance is keeping up with what we can, but a lot of these things are just purely age. At some point, they 50-year-old hangar doors are giving out, and you just kind of have to assume at least a couple of doors are going to be giving out in a given year, and do my best to work that into the budget. But those are the kind of things that pop up or kind of impact the budget. The insurance one was the one that blindsided us, because we didn't get those numbers until late in the budgeting process, and 2024 had already been done, and we had to redo the 2025 budget just to make the numbers work.
And then is there a part that we're getting for?
Yeah, as part of the things we did, you know, we increased the fuel flow HP that Jeter pays, went from 10 cents to 15 cents a gallon. Kind of the trade-off of that was we're buying a broom attachment for our tractor to help with snow removal and other cleaning operations. So once that clears, essentially this fiscal year, we're going to have in 2026, I think already we're projecting a surplus of like $30,000 without any of those individual one-time fees. And then we just kind of need to maintain that for a good couple of years where we're extremely profitable to get our cash balance back into, you know, good graces. So it's not as dire as it seems to be, but we are kind of on that edge where a couple of good, bad things, you know, a couple of good explosion of doors or things really, really will tell us. And then we've got them exploding up there. We're going to have to repair like trains.
Yes.
Storms aren't helping me out, so I can't use storm damage and put it on insurance. So we're going to have to at some point budget to actually deal with those. Go for it. So, yeah. It's kind of your snapshot of the budget for the next couple of years. Going to be extremely tight and not still a whole lot of room to do a lot of stuff with. Next item, I think, is strategic plan. Kind of just walking through this a little bit just to make sure everybody remembers that we did go through the strategic plan a couple of last year. You know, goals continuing to increase communities' use of the airport, developing the infrastructure, funding mechanism, and then sustaining our communication with city council and other city departments. You know, so far things aren't terrible. We got city support for our solar array. We got city support for the terminal building project. I know we did do the annual report, Electra and Brian, that were up there.
That was
it, you and Judy.
Me and Judy. Judy and me, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You did. I was just there for operational support.
So we are doing those things continually, but there are other things that folks have an interest in. Happy to entertain any and all options. We do have, in terms of events, we do have the pancake breakfast this weekend. So make sure folks come out to have some pancakes and wander around.
It's not in the pack. Don't wander around in packs.
Don't wander in the pack. But it's a good community event that folks look forward to and usually brings a good amount of traffic and the weather looks like it's going to be one of the nicer ones that we've had more weekends.
So it sounds like goal three, developing funding mechanisms.
Still, it's still the one, and if I could find, you know, the people to invest in our hangar, our private hangar bills.
So this might be a question.
Sure.
Not a lot of income, but why are we not renting out that big hangar over there and just putting trucks in it? I guess.
That was, I mean, we can go back to renting it out.
Yeah.
That was kind of an executive decision
okay.
for me to, we were running out of space and
yeah.
all of our equipment had been sitting outside. And the opportunity came up that that hangar got
yeah,
put back in the airport.
Yeah.
And knowing that, especially in the winter when the guys are pulling the broom off and putting the plow on, they need space.
I guess
it was at least a, even
yeah.
though it's not climate control, it was at least an internal space that we could have to keep our equipment out of the weather.
Yeah. For the grant function or application process, though, I would the FAA or whoever the state, the funding entities, I assume it's not a hangar. Like if we were to build a structure, it would not be a hangar. So it'd be more of an airside improvement where they would not like take away money for us for 5 years or whatever. Or is that not the case? Would they treat it as like any other storage building? And it is the hangar. Is
we're
a hangar.
Not building
is
a
hangar.
We're not building a hangar. It's not a hangar.
Yeah.
We promise it's not a hangar.
Yeah.
It may look like a hangar, but it's not a hangar because we've got trucks and stuff. That
yeah.
So
yeah, you can get money for an equipment building. It has the formulas just like everything else
that yeah.
they would pay for. We do have it on our CIP program for FAA to essentially participate in a building.
Mm.
It's just several years down the road
sure.
on our list.
I might suggest that maybe that's something we look at for state grants.
I mean, because terminal buildings is not going through and we have another year. Are we like just, or at least that's probably, or that's a separate funding source, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, I guess, because in my mind, if we really are funding a lot of our budget off of hangars, then we should probably try to, somebody will rent that. Unless, maybe, you know better than I do, does nobody want to rent that hangar? Because I mean, it's 300
it's,
a month.
It's like 350.
Yeah. I guess we'll
an oddly shaped hangar.
Yeah.
Like it's not big enough really for two airplanes
yeah.
and it's too big for one.
Yeah.
So for
yeah.
you know $350 for a 172,
yeah.
You usually don't get a market. But you know, we had the last because of the width of it,
yeah,
it'd be a good home for a glider.
Yeah.
And that was
yeah.
kind of the market where it was and the folks that had gliders, the one gentleman built his own
hangar. Yep.
And then the other one had, I think, health issues that kind of took him out
yeah.
of being able to fly gliders and went to light sport airplanes. So that's kind of where it is. It's a oddly shaped hangar. Not saying that somebody wouldn't rent it,
yeah.
but
for the lack of no other rental, that's what I was thinking. Is that I mean, I know that they're like, you're not going to get somebody who's with a tiny plane that just needs space. But if you want somebody who wants to be in Iowa City, which mm-hmm. I've met, you never know how many of these people you meet are interested until they start paying. But I guess that would be for the budget thing, or even kind of talking about funding sources. I think looking at what we can do to rent that hangar out, and also like probably evaluating the other hangars that we have and the number that we keep empty, just to see like how many do we really need to keep empty, how many does Jet Air get to have at their disposal. And maybe I'm friends with, I think, all of everybody here, but I mean from like a budget perspective, like it should be a fair thing to be like how many, like if we go out now, how many hangars are empty or like, you know, not maybe actively being used, but not actively being used in a rental.
We do have a couple of hangars that I can think of that airplanes split time between here and
yeah.
location. We do have a couple of hangar queens of airplanes that haven't flown in
a
decade.
I'm not saying take those people out. I'm saying like the hangars that are empty or not.
But I keep one hangar on the north side, and I think right now it's hangar number 7. I have to double check my list. But I keep one hangar on the north side as an emergency hangar. That's just available for a door breaking that we need to get an airplane in for a while.
And Jet Air has a few at their disposal.
Jet Air has a couple. They sublease the two to the State Patrol, and they've got one for flight training aircraft, and then I think technically they have two for flight training aircraft.
But they pay.
They're paying.
Well, that's not what the ones I'm talking about are like floating hangars that are like empty, so that way airplanes can get stored and other places aren't available, things like that. Because I don't know. Perception's that there are those out there.
But otherwise, so all our hangars are, with the exception of the one emergency hangar that I keep, everything's under a lease.
Okay. And do we meet the FAA's kind of guidance on hangars being used for non-aviation storage? Because I don't, like, I have driven by at least a hangar with ambulances.
There's probably one that has become a little bit more of an ambulance hangar.
And one time there was a fuselage in there.
He did have an airplane on there that he sold the airplane and hasn't replaced.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to ruin anybody's day, but I guess for the budget.
That's a legitimate.
But that's
for the budget. Do we have anything in the leases to say? For this purpose.
Yeah, we've got clauses in there for how long you have to refuel the hangar with an airplane.
How long has it been since?
It's been a while.
I don't remember. Can we maybe like execute that clause in our?
I mean, yeah, maybe it's not like hey,
what's
it's
that?
Done, but just like a.
And that the reminder. Hangar you said that's an odd size.
Mm-hmm.
If it's climate controlled, that would be expensive to put that in, right? Would that be a hangar that maybe one of the university research people would want for some reason? Even though it's an odd size, it might work for research type stuff?
Not really, just because it's not in their
the collection.
Area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So discussion.
So it's budget.
A gentle reminder is fine.
Yeah.
But like.
You can't tell them.
I will.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can. The FAA has been like, the FAA ties grant money, right?
We do have obligations to make sure hangars are meant for aircraft.
Yeah. So, like, if you can gently or not so gently, I don't care. I'll go get a spike strip. You tell that guy, look, you got to get a plane in there. Because if our wait list is long and that's just not. Not yet.
There are some of our clients I know that have things in their leases that say the aircraft has to be airworthy, or if not, they have so many months to get it airworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody's building one, say a home built.
Yeah.
There's one airport I know that has several people are building homes, but they give them X months or years. At that point in time, they still don't have a viable aircraft. But that type of stuff is up to, you know, airport management and that commission to decide if you want to make those restrictions. You know, you're right, you want to have good neighbors, you don't want to be keeping out your
house.
You want to be maximizing your revenue, and revenue can include the fuel sales.
Happening
with the hangar things.
We have an active interest in making sure that the aircraft that are in hangars are airworthy and flyable, because we don't get. I mean, the rent is the piddly amount here. The money that we really make is on fuel sales. And so if it's not able to fly, it's not consuming fuel, and we're not getting the fees. So I don't know if we have anything our contract clauses about it has to be airworthy.
I don't think
I've read.
Not for airworthiness. We have a couple of things in there for home builders to pay an extra fee for utility usage because they're
building.
But we don't have the only real timeline clause we have in the T-hanger contracts are if you sell your plane, you get like 90 days to refill your hangar with something else.
Okay. Well, if we have some hangar queens that have planes in there that haven't flown in a while,
and they haven't left that yet. Well, we know they're not here, they haven't left. But it might be worth approaching that contract language and seeing if we can update it.
Yeah, do that for the next phase.
Yeah, for the next recycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I do want to keep it. I want to make sure that, you know, if there's fresh blood that wants to have a hanger and actively use it, it makes sense.
I mean, a lot of people out there. Like,
yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Sure.
Light training report. That's not here. If there's anything worth calling out.
I don't know of anything special. I know last month was fairly busy with Oshkosh, and we just got our foliage check, and it's a nice foliage check. I would like to have 12 more months of those kind of checks. I know activity's been up generally. I know the guys are working hard and getting something pretty decent for pancake breakfast weekend. I know they've got a lot of weeding and trimming and stuff that they've got to get done. They know.
I pulled a bunch of the weeds out through here, but I couldn't do the thistles. But I got this. They need that.
We're working on it.
Can we remind them to have that be the area that they're constantly doing first? Because that's where people coming in and out see it. And it's not a big area. It takes like 10 minutes to weed it. Instead of me weeding it every time we have a meeting.
We will remind them, yes.
Commissioner reports.
I know the grass runway thing was waiting for the FISDO. Has the FISDO FISDO'd anything?
I have some more information from FISDO. I need to get a letter to FISDO.
Okay.
For like a more formal request.
Okay.
FISDO. That about sums up my understanding of what the FISDO does, besides, you know, there's your 709 rider, whatever it's called.
They're nice guys.
Yeah. They're nice until they're not.
Salted.
Staff report.
Kansas City conference is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, Thursday, Friday, technically, I will be leaving here Wednesday to go down there, so I get up before we really drive. That should be the end of conferences and trips and anything else going on. I am already talking to the drive-in movie folks about doing multiple movies out here next summer.
How did that one go? I did not tell them, unfortunately.
Barbie?
It went well. I don't know. I wasn't out here either. I didn't get any reports.
That's good. So. Yeah.
And then pancake breakfast on Sunday.
Next meeting, September 12th. I should be able to make it.
I should be here.
Yes, I'll be here. Right. I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.